Seeking to bless the school system in your community is a great way to offer a good work that will lead to a feeling of goodwill. Now, schools have needs, and it can be a simple way to bless your entire community. I mean, where do all of the huddled masses come together from nations and from different socioeconomic backgrounds? It is often the public school. Now, the church that I attend meets in a school. However, the principal of that school was deeply skeptical and certainly dismissive of the church. She did not even know the correct name of the church that was meeting in her very own building every week. Well, I approached the school and offered a full day event called the Day of Science. This STEM, or Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math event is very appealing to a school. You see, principals feel the pressure to meet national standards and have a legal expectation to provide additional STEM opportunities, but they don't often have the resources or the funding to do so. This is a real and pressing need. So when the church offered a free, nationally recognized event with an entire day of science engagement, their ears perked up. All of the supplies are provided for them through the Day of Science, and the church provides all of the volunteers. This is a no-brainer for a school. Now, joyful and engaged volunteers from the church, they run every single science station. We're talking Ready, Set, Rockets, Super Slime, building catapults, building a bridge, and even Science in a Bag, a classic chemical reaction. Teachers, you see, they feel the freedom to have fun through these five different science projects in a rotational format. The church provides home-cooked breakfast and a catered lunch in the teacher's lounge. This unique opportunity provides the school with a valuable educational experience. However, the church gets to express love and support and food for the school. It's a complete win-win. An event like this is seeking to meet a real need. This is a good work that definitely leads to goodwill within the school district. Now, you see, the school and the church, they're often like two kids on the playground that don't really like each other, but nobody is really sure why. You see, they each feel that the other is viewing the other with skepticism. However, somebody just needs to move first. Remember that principal who did not even know the name of the church that was meeting in her very own building every single week? Well, at the end of the Day of Science, she approached the senior pastor and eagerly shook his hand. And he informed her that the church would love to support her in any way they could. Without missing a beat, she exclaimed, "Could you and your staff come in and eat lunch with our kids maybe once a week? They just need someone to come in and be a friend. Also, could anybody come in and read for maybe like 15 or 20 minutes a week to some of our struggling students?" Now, did you catch that? This skeptical principal went from not knowing the name of this church to providing a hearty invitation to the senior pastor to have his staff have unprecedented access to the school. Good works lead to goodwill. And we will be doing this Day of Science again in the future. And at that time, we're going to offer a gospel-centered event on Sunday and invite the staff and the families and the kids to come to our church, the very church where we hold church in their very school. You see, good works leads to goodwill, and it paves the way for a future opportunity to share the good news.